So I'll give just a little bit of context and then let Pastor Jim hop in. Last year, the church said, what if? The church said, what if we plant a new church? What if we send out 75, 100 people to go to that church? What if we don't have a student pastor after that? What if we don't have a worship pastor after that? What if we don't know how we're going to fund it or what it's going to look like? What if we step out in faith and do that? And that's why this kind of panel of people are up here, and that's why we watch that video, is just the idea of what if. What if we allow God in this next year to do the things he can do in our lives that he wants to do? What if we just have the faith to say, okay, we're going to take that step this year? And that's something that last year that these guys did. I was actually not here at that time. I'm kind of an after product of that. But the idea of what if. So we're going to talk about this. And some of you are new since the church plant has happened. Some of you are new, maybe even this week. And so I'm actually going to allow Pastor Jim to give just a little bit of background. So here's the first question. And this is what we're going to do. We're just going to kind of ask some questions today and just kind of see where this goes. But for those who have joined Hope Church in the past year or are new, can you give us a quick explanation of the church plant and what kind of happened over the last year or two? Kind of what this all looks like. If they've never been here and never heard of this, give us a little bit.
I don't know, Bill. I think you should answer a little bit of that. We kind of went to a conference. I think it was just a fun thing to go to, and they kind of roped us into, hey, we are really into church planting. And I asked Pastor Bill a question. I said, really, do you want to suck up to me until I retire and you can take over Hope, or would you like to just launch out and do something crazy? And I think Bill thought, well, I'd much rather do that than suck up to you. I mean, not that he did that. I mean, here's the thing. We've worked together with like 18 years, Bill. I mean, so we know each other really well, and Bill is super gifted. And, you know, everything sounds great until you have to take a step of faith. And I personally was contemplating, the church was going well, I'm 56 years old, I can kind of coast, or I can actually live what I believe. And Bill lives what he believes. And we can flip the apple cart completely upside down and launch a church.
Yeah, so just bouncing off of that, at the end of the day, like what Jim said, faith, you've got to live it out. Otherwise, it's just theory. It's just thought. At some point, you're going to have to do something, and it's not going to be easy. And we had spent, like you said, we had spent a lot of time together. I'd been mentored. I'd been trained up. And this didn't make sense on the surface in a lot of respects. But you know what? When you're following Christ the way that he calls you to, it oftentimes does not make sense. Taking steps of faith do not make sense to the outside eye. And so, I mean, for Hope to embrace this idea and to send us out was truly an act of faith. For our family to do that during a time, we had a one-year-old. Actually, he wasn't one even at the point that we started discussing this. He'd just been born. Just crazy. Crazy to the outside eye, but you've got to press through that to see what's on the other side if you want to experience the fullness of what God has for your life.
And that's one of the big things here is what if? What if we take that step? What does that look like? I do want to say one thing, and I kind of realized I didn't introduce all of us. I'm going to do that real quick, just for some of you that don't know us. I'm Pastor Zach. I do worship, creative arts ministry, and student ministry here at Hope Church. I've been here about 5 months. This is Pastor Jim. He's been here for a long time. 12 years? I don't know, actually.
I'm the age of wisdom.
The age of wisdom. Zach. He's the lead pastor. I get to spend a lot of time with him. And I'm going to do this from stage. I haven't actually got to meet you yet. I'm Zach. Nice to meet you. Kim?
This is Kim Norton. Kim Norton is our worship director over at Canvas Church.
At Canvas. And then Pastor Bill's the lead pastor at Canvas.
So I thought we just needed a pretty face up here and you had Kim come. Yeah. Because
that is actually, she's balancing all the rest of what we bring.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. We love you. Appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you for being here. And it's good to meet you. Bill, let me get you a question here. Yeah. When you decided to step into the lead pastor role of a church plant, what were some of the things going through your mind? Like, hey, I'm not you know, he wasn't leading anymore. You didn't have his kind of guidance. What is it like to kind of go out on your own and to have your own flock, to have your own church? That'd be scary.
Yeah, so, you know, we contemplated for a long time prior to this happening whether or not our next step looked like us going into an existing church or starting from scratch. They're both very, very different, both very, very hard. I mean, ministry is just, it is hard. It's hard to follow God's direction, but it's totally worthwhile. So starting from scratch is kind of scary at first, but then there's also around that, there's a tremendous excitement because you literally, throughout this year, over and over and over again, I have felt the freedom that comes from the Lord saying, you know, I am a creative God. Now you go and create. And you join me in this effort of furthering the kingdom, and we got to build a new culture, a new community of people, which is super exciting. And it is also directly, and again, unless you've been through this, you won't know, but when you have been raised up and mentored by a good leader, there comes a point where you've got to put to practice those things. Otherwise, they just become stagnant in you, they begin to die away. And so the opportunity to actually be able to step out and to apply in new areas and new ways the things that I have learned and what God has taught us over the years and over the time that we've been together in relationship has just been super exciting.
That's cool. I'm gonna keep you going, actually. What was kind of on the logistics side, what did it look like financially, training volunteers, the building? I know you said maybe, you know, do we go into an existing one? Do we get a new one? What were some of the logistics? I mean, what was that like?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a whole lot. That's why, like, I had a friend of mine, actually a partnering pastor, send me, like, a meme that showed anybody who knows, like, the whole Baby Yoda and Star Wars thing. But it was, like, picture of Baby Yoda, and it was, like, welcome to church planning, and then it was old Yoda a year later, like, hey, welcome to our one-year anniversary as a church, and that it's a lot. It is a lot to do, and honestly, one of the best things for me and my makeup as a leader in that is to be kind of have enough details and enough things happen that it forces me to look out around me and to raise up those who God has placed me with, which is what we're supposed to be doing as pastors, is to be coming alongside other people, raising them up and releasing them. And so in a lot of ways, the details and getting a worship team going and training up volunteers, all those things required continuing to give away, you know, responsibility to people. God provided us a space right when we needed it. There was another church that had been a church plant that had been meeting in a space in Centerton for like 9 years and had grown their church through that process. And then they launched out and built a brand new building. And so they were super gracious to us, left us with chairs, left us with a lot of stuff. And it had been a space used as a church. So we moved right on into there. Now, we're going to be moving again this next year. It's not going to be part of our annual plan to move every year. I made that very clear to the church. Happy anniversary. We're moving again. But we are going to be moving this next year to West Park Plaza next to the new Aldi in Bentonville. So that's super exciting. But, yeah, God has just provided every step of the way for us in this.
One of the things that you need to know is we're pastors and we love that, but we're believers. And you can't look up here and not say, what are you supposed to do? What if? There's so many times you can say, well, wow, that was a great step for you, but we're all part of the same thing. And one thing that I feel really good about was that I said to Pastor Bill, you can ask anybody you want. And I'm not going to interfere. If this is God, God can raise up those. And then when I realized the caliber and the people who were leaving, you know, at first it was like, oh, God, this is so good. Then it was like, oh, God, what do we do? And I'll tell you something else, because this relates to you. I remember when, you know, our Open Bible Standard Churches, they gave us a check for $30,000. And we could have really used that. But this is what faith looks like. I felt in my heart that we were supposed to give that check to Canvas Church. And so we did. And you need to know something, that you in your mind can think, oh, I'll serve God if he just lines up all the planets. Well, the planets weren't all aligned. I mean, nothing made sense. But if you really want to have a walk with God, you give first. You seek first the kingdom of God. You trust and you step first. And if there's something we really want you to catch today, Pastor Bill had no backup plan. I mean, we're doing this, and if it fails, well, we said that some years ago. I said, Bill, I don't really like how the church is going. Let's just do whatever we think's best, and if we kill it, then it's dead, and we take responsibility for killing it.
We did say that.
Yeah, and we love, you know, Hope Church, and I love people here from Canvas Church, but you have to understand this. If you don't trust God with your finances, you don't trust God. If you don't have something that you're doing that stretches your faith, you maybe don't have a faith like you think you do, because it was really easy for us to coast.
Well, and let me just say this. Jim says we didn't have any backup plan. Neither did they. I mean, again, that clearly needs to be seen. I mean, because it was a conjoined effort and both taking steps of faith. And the only way, and again, you know this in theory, but then you have to walk it out. And so I know in theory the steps that were taken by the leadership in joining together with us in this endeavor were, we plant seeds into the future, and God's going to do great things ahead of us. But then you have to walk that out. And that's hard, because when it's in the ground and it can look like it's dead and that, and you have to trust that new life is coming from that. But Hope did that. They planted seeds financially with people and again, personally, in a relationship that transpired over 18 years of time, planting seeds. And so, again, by faith, we took those steps together. I know I could say on this side, Jim probably had a lot of faith for me and vice versa. It's hard sometimes when you're right in the middle of looking at your situation. He's like, they're going to be okay. And I'd be like, they're going to be okay. But while you're walking through your own deal, it can be very, very tough.
It wasn't easy at first. I mean, there was a point where, you know, we say we're going to launch Canvas, and Canvas people were thrilled to death. And I thought, this is not going well for Hope Church. And so I said, well, you guys are going to launch. And he's like, well, now? And I said, no, yesterday. Because all I hear from Canvas people is, you know, Canvas Church. I mean, I felt like we were like the iPhone 5S. And the 11 just came out, because they were all pumped. I'm like, this is not healthy for us. And it's just honest. And it was a little bit tense. But here's the thing. A walk with Christ to do the things for Christ is not supposed to be super easy. And this is what real faith looks like. And I love Bill. I love Natalie. I've known them for years. But it doesn't mean when you have a walk of faith that it's super easy. But it's so much better now that we both, and it's been a year where we both have, you know, there's ways we've really had to struggle, but then there's these new things that God does. And you know, Pastor, you were telling us about just still in the church when we were in my office, just how God has done crazy things, good, and the same thing at Hope Church. God has done just incredible good things, but it wouldn't have happened if both of us wouldn't have said, you know what, let's take a step of faith towards God first, and then he's got to fill the gap or we're crashing and burning. I remember the first week you were gone, and then it was like a holiday weekend, and I looked out at Hope, and I'm like, Jim, your next church is going to be good because you just killed this one. I mean, that's what I thought in my heart. I'm like, God, I don't believe. I don't even think. I know Jesus raised from the dead. I don't know, God. How's this going to work? And what God has done at Hope, it's amazing. And Canvas.
Yeah, I had a couple questions for Kim, actually. So here's one for you. As a volunteer, so all of us, I mean, we're part of staff, but for you going into a church plant as a volunteer, so you were part of training and worship team and all that stuff, what were some of the expectations, and then what was reality? I mean, how were they different? How did those differ?
So I was an associate pastor for 10 years in Little Rock, and we planted a church as well there, and so for Patrick and I, as we were kind of praying about what God wanted us to do, we felt like, you know, we kind of are in a unique position having gone through that, and we were kind of nomadic for about 2 years, so we did church in a box and in a hotel and all kinds of stuff, so, I mean, we were pretty well versed in that, so we really felt like that most of what we were supposed to do in the interim was to support Bill and Natalie. In terms of volunteer, I actually wasn't physically able to volunteer at the beginning. So, and I never saw myself doing worship ever there either. So, but as things kind of went along, God did something new in my life. And it has brought about some healing physically to enable me to do that. And I think we just didn't really have any kind of expectation. We just knew that we were supposed to be there and be a part. And and God has really blessed that in my heart. I've learned, you know, a lot of things through the year that I didn't know about myself. I didn't know. So, and I've seen God creating new in a lot of people, you know. And I think it gave them an opportunity to say, okay, I'm, you know, what, God, what do you want me to do? You know, and to take action. So that's been a good thing.
That's cool. Well, and here's kind of a second part, and I don't know if there's much you want to add. Is there any specifics on how it helped you just grow in your faith? Is there a story? Is there something that you would say, man, this happened, and it took me from here to, I mean, is there any tangible way to explain that? I mean, I don't know if you would
help.
Well,
you know, for kind of how God has moved through Bill in terms of the what was being taught through the year, you know, I think that sometimes we all think that what we have to do in life has to be so big. You know, we're going to do a big thing for God. We're going to do, you know. And what I have learned, and I've spoken with a lot of people at Canvas as well, is it's learning how to serve God right where you are, with the people around you, and doing things that, you know, we can say a lot of times, hey, I'm going to pray for you, and I will pray for you, but there's something to be said about showing up with a casserole at the door, or saying, you know, I want, here, let me mow your yard or do your laundry or whatever to help you physically get through this time and to be supportive. And I've really begun to see that. I've seen the generosity of people, and I've seen people just growing in their faith. And I know that I have as well, and God has kind of renewed my spirit a lot. I mean, when I was here at Hope, I was a hot mess the whole time we were here. And I was going through, when in Psalm 23, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I've been there. And it is awful. And so what I love about Hope Church is that you allowed us to just come here and just be here and with no expectation. And you know, just help us to figure out how to put all these broken pieces back together again. And I really thought I had nothing to contribute at Canvas apart from praying for you guys. And I think that that's been part of the healing that has taken place has been that act of faith of saying, I'm going to step out and I'm going to come over here, and I don't know what in the world I'm going to do, but God is in it. So,
if I could just add one thing to what Kim said there, you know, God has shown me a lot in the steps that I've watched her and Patrick take in being a part of the church. And again, her story, you're just going to have to tap her after the service and get more of the details of that, because there's definitely a bigger story to tell there. But the reality is that Kim didn't think that she would be alive to be able to sit up here with us today, let alone to be able to lead worship in that. And at the point, and this goes back to your prior question, at a point when we had a plan for worship before we ever even launched the church, that plan completely blew up in our face. And so we had to scramble and think about, okay, God, what's next? And, you know, I didn't want to just simply try to put a Band-Aid on something, but I was asking God, what do you have next for us? And Kim, like she said, Kim was not health-wise in a great place at that point, but I remember sitting down together with her and hearing her heart, and I'll just be honest here, I remember initially I thought, I don't know, I want to be kinder, I don't want to put her into a position that's going to be hard for her to do. Well, I just didn't know, I wasn't sure, and all I could hear as she would share her heart about what God was speaking to her, I kept hearing in the background of my mind, dude, just give her the brush, just give her the brush and let her paint. Just give her the brush. I'm like, God, what if? Just give it to her. Don't worry about it. Let it go. She is part of this story. And that's really it. It's not what she can do. It's who she's becoming. And that's how it is for all of us. It's not about what you do. It's about who you are developing into, what you're becoming, the story that God is telling in your life. And that story has become Canvas's story, over and over again in different ways. So, you know.
Well, and one, let me tag on with one last thing. So, you know, just the fact of planting a church in itself is a lot, okay. But on top of that, Bill and his family walked through the passing of his dad. And there were weeks that he had to just go be with his family in Little Rock, because that is exactly where he needed to be. And I think, I mean, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there was kind of a letting go of some things that he was holding pretty tightly to in the beginning. And, you know, it was just a point where everything changed. And at that point, his priority had to be in a different place. And what I saw happen, which was really cool, I saw leaders around the church just take over that ownership of whatever that area is in their life. And I know that I saw that in worship. I saw, you know, not just myself, but the band and the we all kind of just stood up and did it. And I don't feel like that's ever been taken back by you when you came back. It's kind of been like, you know.
No, once I realized that it wasn't needed, I just...
Like, hey, all right, you know.
Cool. That's cool.
So.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, and I think in one of the things you guys said, and this is for you guys to know, you guys all have a part. You know, maybe you can't sing or play guitar, but there's something else you're able to do. And there are so many ways you can serve. There's so many ways you can plug in, and God wants to use you, and God will use you. And we want you to be a part of the story of Hope Church or the story of Canvas, and just to plug into that. And so that's just an encouragement with that. I'm kind of looking at the time to see where I want to go, by the way. I'm going to mention this one for you, Pastor Jim. Is planning a church was obviously a huge step of faith, and you guys have mentioned several parts of this. But for you, what was kind of the process and the decision-making of how do we... We're at a point where the church, things are going well. Let's cut ourselves in half and then struggle for a while. And kind of, how do you make that decision? And part of that, and we've talked about this a little bit, I mean, for about, let's see, from January to August, there wasn't a youth group here. You know, there wasn't a student pastor here. There wasn't a worship pastor here. That was something they gave up when Bill left and some of the team left as well. And so kind of going into, hey, we plant this church, but we don't know if we have the finances. We don't know if we have the staff. What does that look like to just say, God, take this? I mean, what do we do?
Yeah, that it's hard to answer that because I'm a little embarrassed. When we really did this, I had great faith, and then I didn't trust that God was going to come through. I mean, that's just the truth. It was a huge step of faith, and before we did it, I was like, yeah, I'm 100% in. This is awesome. And I honestly felt like we did exactly what God wanted us to do. No regrets with that. But then I thought, I don't trust you, God, that you're gonna see this through. I mean, last September, I think we were $26,000 in the red. And we had promised to pay, you know, the pastors at Canvas to the end of the year. And we made some big commitments. But so I'm looking at that. And I'm saying, I can't get out of this. I can't pull myself up by my own bootstraps. And I mean, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't have faith. You know, by the end of the year, we ended the year in the black. I have no idea how we did it. And I mean, it was just God. The Christmas Eve service we had, it was the largest service in the history of the church. And I'm like, now I have faith. Of course, God, you can do this. Now that, you know. But, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. But I think that's real life. You all matter. And there's something that some of you God has called you to do, and you just haven't done it because you don't think that you're good enough. You don't think God's big enough. But he really is, and I'm not embarrassed to say everything that I saw, and I'm a pretty practical guy, and you know I'm the guy who plans ahead, and it was all nothing added up, and then there's a God who can, and when you take a step of faith, it's huge. I mean, you know, I had looked for a youth pastor, I'd called you know buddies of mine who oversee large amounts of churches, none of them. And then, you know, we met your wife and thought we should hire you because of her.
That's how I got my job.
No more questions for you.
But, you know, here's what I want you to know, that God, I mean, even with bringing Pastor Zach on, we're not the church that we were. We don't have the finances that we did. And I remember Kevin sitting in my office some months ago. He goes, Jim, we're doing really well with the two of us. Are you sure you want to bring a youth pastor on? And I asked him this question. I said, if somebody wrote a check for their salary right now, would it be a good idea? And he said, of course, it'd be a great idea. I said, well, then are we going to live by pressure or principles? I said, we're going to pray and we're going to hire a youth pastor without the money to do it. And God's going to show up again. I am telling you, you can trust the Lord. And I'm not saying that because I read it in, you know, Hebrews chapter 11. I'm telling you that because I've had to walk through where we took a step of faith, and I'm like, that isn't going to work. And then to see God really is God, whether you believe it or not. And he is able, what the scripture says, to do way beyond what we think he can do. And again, this year, I think we end the year in the black, and it's like, God. And it's not about money, but it is a little bit because people have to be paid. I didn't want to hire and say, you know, man, we love you, but that's all. I mean, you know, but you have to be able to trust God. And I am just here to tell you today, God is bigger than we think. And I'm so proud of Pastor Bill and Nellie and Canvas Church. I love you people. And you were right. You were going to die. And I get the call from Patrick because they didn't want to call you. He's on, you know, the street, the ambulance is there, and you're like, I can't call Kim, she's in the hospital, I don't know what's going to happen. I said, give me, you know, I'm talking to the paramedic, is this man going to die? Or, you know, he's laying on the ground, there's ambulances all over the place, and I'm thinking neither of them are going to live. But God is good, and Patrick, it's good to see you. But here's the deal, we're normal people who just said, God, I'm going to trust you. And I encourage you for this next year, God, it's a brand new year coming up. I'm going to take one step in the right direction. One step with my time. We've said this 1,000 times. With the talents you've given me, with the treasures you've provided me. And you will watch this be your best year ever. Because it literally has been Hope Church, one of our best years ever, to reap the rewards of God's blessing.
Well, yeah.
Amen.
And I think I'll just want to say this one last thing, too, but the countdown's gone down, so I'm looking to see if there's wires.
We have a timer because there's two pastors who talk too much.
Yeah. I'm just making sure.
We're at minus 105. You can look in the back.
There's not electricity that is hooked up to this.
Bro, the game's so good, we're in overtime. Yeah!
It's going to zap me. No, but I like what Jim said about the fact that we're just regular guys that are really trying to live for the Lord, and we have not, neither one of us would say that we've done this process perfectly, but going back to what he said earlier about years ago of time, us looking across each other and said, you know what, let's give it everything we have, and if it goes down, then at least we know we laid it all out there. You know what, they put themselves out there, they experience loss on a personal level. You know, For us, it was a loss of security coming away from this that we knew for almost 10 years of time in this structure, losing my father, sending my son off to college, and the loss that that brings in that. It was a lot. But all of that falls in line with what we know about taking steps of faith and getting to the other side to see the future that God has for us. And so, you know, I don't say all of that when Jim encourages you to take another step, going, hey, get excited for, you know, this loss to happen in the next year. No, what I'm telling you, though, is that the future God has for you, no matter what circumstances come up against that, trust him that what he has on the other side is so much better. If there's been any consistent prayer I've ever prayed for myself, it was, God, help me from me. All right, because in my emotional reaction, I might derail a better plan that you have for my life. And I've seen that with our son, Liam, who's 2 years old. I've seen it with Canvas Church. I've seen it with Hope. God has a plan, and that plan is unfolding right in front of our eyes. We have a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, we really do. Zach?
I need to close us out. Yeah, we need to. See, here's the deal. There is a timer in the back screen, and all of you probably can turn around and look at it. That's fine. It's because there's kids volunteers right now with all of your children, and they're waiting for that, and they know
the parents are fine with it, though, Zach.
But the volunteers.
We don't want to have a mutiny.
So here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and just pray for you guys and pray for just our churches, both churches right now.
Wait, let me just ask you a quick question. You showed up on one Sunday. We liked your wife, and we hired you. What has your experience at Hope been? You've got to be quick because you're out of time.
We're at negative three. It is in the red, 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Okay, that was a good answer.
Here's what I'll say, and I won't even mention really what it's been for the last 5 months, but I remember the first Sunday we walked in. We were invited, like I said. I didn't have a job. I was in between ministries, and there's a whole story kind of behind all of that. But we walked in, and for us, the simple thing is we felt home. I mean, we had gone to different churches. We had gone to Cross Church, Grace Point, Fellowship. We've tried some different churches in town, big, small. And we just never felt like it was right. They were all good churches. Good things happened at all those churches. But when we walked in, we felt home. And that was the one thing that we just said, man, it's a smaller church. We were used to actually a little bit larger churches. And we just said, but it feels right. We feel at home. We were welcomed. We were loved. And I think we went out to eat with you that day at Red Robin. But that's something for us, at least as a staff, that's my goal, is for when you guys walk in just to say, man, I feel home. And it just, I know that God's moving here. And so that's been our experience. And I'll tell you, I love working with you, love working with Kevin. Thanks for giving up your job so that I could have it. It's been a blessing.
I pay him to say this, so no, it's kind of...
No.
I'll hit you back later.
Okay. I'm going to close this out. So here's what this looks like. I'm going to go ahead and pray for all of us. While I do that, I'm going to actually invite the band. You guys can go ahead and come back up right now. When I get done praying, Jim is going to kind of lead us into a time of communion. There's tables at each corner. You guys will be able to go do that, and then we will start singing a song, and we'll close out with that song. So let me go ahead and pray, and then you can lead us into a time of communion. God, we thank you for this time. And Lord, I thank you just for both of these churches and their leaders and just saying, what if? What if we step out of the boat? What if we stand in front of Goliath? What if we're in the lion's den? What if? And knowing that you're a God that comes through in those times. God, pray for Hope Church. Pray for Canvas. Just as both churches desire to be more like you, and both churches want to be a place where people can call home. People walk in and are comfortable, and they are loved, and they are secure, and there is hope for them in you. And God, continue to move in us, to work through us, because we doubt. God, we doubt you at times, and we wonder, what if God doesn't show up? What if God isn't here? And all of us deal with that. We pray that you continue to remove the fear, remove the doubt, and allow us to be strong in you. But God, I just thank you for all these people and just the commitments that have happened over the last couple of years. And I pray as we move forward into another year, as we ask what if, and we know that you're going to answer that question for us. Help us to take more steps of faith, God, to trust you and to love you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.